Hello, hello, hello. Today on Sculptor's Cast, we will be talking student loan debt. We'll be talking to a couple professionals in the field and seeing what they have to say. Our first guest today is Garrison Young. He is an educational specialist at Western Washington University. Garrison, how are you doing today?
Good, Allie. How are you?
Pretty good. So you've been doing some really interesting research regarding these subjects. Should college be free?
That's a great question. Should college be free is a classical question with a complicated and arguably unclear answer. The affordability of college education, as well as the current student debt crisis, is one of the center stage issues for presidential political sessions.
Yes.
It is a hard answer. I think it should be, but there are some negatives we need to look at before we decide.
Yeah, definitely. So who does this affect most?
Well, we're talking to so many people. Those being the people who have been in college, those that have student debt that are graduated already, those who are in college right now trying to find ways for paying off college, you know, working through college, and not to mention high school students who are going to be going to college or deciding if they want to take on this huge debt.
Yeah, that's true. I heard recently that there's 1.5 billion outstanding debts out there. So that's a lot of money, and that's affecting a lot of people.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely a huge crisis that we have to look at. You know, there are a lot of good things that come with this free bachelor's degree, but there are also a lot of problems. You know, who's going to pay for these students? Where will the money come from? Will college still be important? Are a lot of things that we also have to look at.
Yeah. You know what I like to say? I like to say, let's tax the rich.
Let's tax the rich.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for talking to us today, Garrison. This was great.
Thank you, Allie. Thanks for having me.
We have a little fact check. Our editor, Stu Dentlone, pointed out that there's $1.5 trillion. It's not billion, it is trillion. Our next guest today is Mina Coltnow, who is a representative of the Seattle Public Schools. Hi, Mina.
Hi, Allie.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing amazing, thank you.
Well, so what are the Seattle Public Schools doing to help the problem of student loan debt?
Currently, the Seattle Public School District has partnered up with the Seattle Promise, which is a program that allows any graduate from a Seattle Public School District to attend any community college in Seattle for free, regardless of academic standing or income.
Wow, that's great. How many kids has it helped so far?
So far, this program has helped 846 Seattle students in the past 2 years.
What are the problems facing this program?
The problems facing this program right now are the lack of enrollment in universities in general due to the pandemic and overall unawareness of the program that high school students have.
Well, we're here to get out the message about the Seattle Promise program. Lots of promises there.
Yes.
We're now going to be speaking to Aiden Anshoff. He is a White House correspondent. Aiden, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Allie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, of course. So you've been doing some interesting work over in Washington, D.C. You've been working near side of Bernie Sanders. What is Bernie Sanders' plan to help student loan debt in the future?
Yeah, I've been working very closely with the Sanders campaign, and our course of action to tackle college and the crippling debt that comes with it in the future would be to subsidize it and have the government pay for college, giving free bachelor's education to anyone who qualifies. And by doing this is going to free up lots of spending money for the general public that would take place for the revenue generated through tuition.
Yes, it would definitely bolster the economy. What are they doing to help current students?
For the existing $1.7 trillion debt that is hanging over the heads of Americans today, we would cancel this and then use the same theory of you cancel the debt, people have more money to spend on things they want, therefore helping the economy in the same way that repaying that debt would.
Yes, yes. Well, that's all the time we have today, Aiden. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Vote Bernie.
Okay, bye. Today we learned a lot about student loans and how widespread the problem is. Remember to stay informed on what your local and federal representatives are doing for you. And a special thanks goes out to our guest today. Have a good day.